Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 25th. Happy Monday to everybody. We've got instant reactions from Doug Peterson's league meetings press conference. So we're going to dive into it here. Good to hear from him after free agency. You get a little bit more insight into the direction the Jaguars feel like they're heading into the draft, heading into the 2024 NFL season. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So we're going to roll through some of these reactions I have to different things Doug Peterson talked about. We'll start out with Mitch Morris, kind of going chronological order through what he talked about during the presser. Talked about Mitch Morris, as I mentioned. He was there in Kansas City when Mitch Morris was drafted, so he was a big fan of him coming out. He wants Luke Fortner to learn from Mitch. I still think the Jaguars kind of view Luke Fortner as maybe a starter down the road, whereas Mitch Morris is going to come in here and be the starter for now, certainly. Said it's not a knock on Luke Fortner that they're bringing in Mitch Morris, but in my opinion, that's just Doug being, you know, a nice, you know, kind of political head coach there. Like, you want to play the game and you want Luke Fortner to still have confidence in himself and have confidence that maybe he can start one day. But there's no doubt about it. Like, Mitch Morris is the starter, and he's a guy that, in my opinion, should be starting as long as he can stay healthy and stay playing at a relatively high level, because he is a much, much better football player than Luke Fortner. I know he's a little bit up there in age, but there's really no drop off in his play as of right now. Super athlete, a guy that can get out and move. He's smarter on the football field than Luke Fortner. So I just think that Mitch Morris should really lock down that position as long as he can, as long as he's able. And he's not going to be super expensive, not going to impact the cap in a major way. So love the Mitch Morris addition. And I love that Doug already had that familiarity with him. So I think that's going to be a really good fit. Talking about Gabe Davis, talked about his ability to block first and foremost, which you love. Gabe Davis is an awesome blocker. And he's not the same level of talent from a speed and athleticism perspective as a Calvin Ridley. We know that, right? Calvin Ridley's getting paid a ton of money for a reason. But he does present some different value, some different skill sets to this offense than Calvin Ridley did. One of them is blocking. And in a Doug Peterson offense where you're trying to get the ball to your playmakers as quickly as you possibly can, you're trying to get outside with some outside zone looks with Travis Etienne and such, I think that Gabe Davis's blocking is going to be huge. You talk about having Gabe Davis and Zay Jones out there being able to block on the edges outside. I think that could be really good. Talked about his route running, talked about his size and strength. He likes all of those things that he brings to the table. Talked about him being like an 80 target guy every year. And I think that's exactly what they're going to want from him, is, you know, be able to stretch the field a little bit vertically, because that's what he does. You know, he's a high average depth of target receiver, get 80 to 90 targets a year, maybe more if needed. But Kirk is going to be a high volume receiver. Evan Ingram is going to be a high volume receiver. We'll see what they do in the draft. Zay Jones has shown that when he's healthy, he can be a high volume receiver. And it sounds like, based on Doug Peterson's comments, that they expect Zay to be back with the team this year. I know that they could save some money by moving on, but I don't think they're really trying to do any more cost cap saving moves. I think that they're kind of rolling with, this is our team, we're going to try to improve it in the draft, maybe a little addition here or there, depth type pieces, but I think this is kind of what they're looking at now. So I think Zay will be back this year. And Zay Jones, when fully healthy, has chemistry with Trevor Lawrence. You've seen that. He's like a fourth target in this passing game now. Behind, again, the new addition, Gabe Davis, but Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram. And again, maybe fifth if you add somebody at receiver in the draft. And Doug Peterson said that they like the receiving talent in this draft. I mean, I think that's obvious. This is a super talented receiver draft. If you haven't been paying attention, the Jaguars could go receiver at 17. They could do it in the second round, third round. There's a lot of different options. You could even go into, you know, day three and nab a couple receivers that you feel like can come in and contribute early on if you want to go that route as well. Talked about Mac Jones. They said, or Doug Peterson said, you need three quarterbacks in today's game. That's kind of a change from what you've seen around Jacksonville. They normally carry two quarterbacks. You did see both quarterbacks deal with injuries, though, in 2023. Trevor Lawrence was battling through injury for a lot of the back half of the season, really the entire back half of the season. And then C.J. Beathard also had injury that he was battling through. And so maybe they do keep three quarterbacks with Mac Jones and C.J. Beathard and Trevor Lawrence. I'm not opposed to that necessarily. Because of the way the practice squad rules work now, I think that you can afford to be a little bit more flexible with how you look at your roster construction. And now they're not going to put Mac Jones or C.J. Beathard on the practice squad, I don't think, because that means to get them to the practice squad, you have to waive them first. I don't think they're going to do that and risk losing them. But you can put someone else on the practice squad and feel like pretty confident that you're probably not going to lose them. And of course, you can protect players and all that different stuff now. So I think maybe they will really be rolling with three quarterbacks, which is interesting. And again, I don't have a problem with it because it gives you, you know, if you're in a situation like last year, it gives you a better opportunity to field a football team that can go win games that they need to win at the end of the season if there's injuries at multiple spots at quarterback. Darnell Savage, talked about him. He's going to be playing some nickel. He's going to be playing some safety. It sounds like he will be the starting nickel from day one. But they're going to move around, as I guessed at the signing, Darnell Savage. They're going to move him and Antonio Johnson around a lot. I think you're going to see Darnell Savage, Antonio Johnson, and Andre Sisco on the field together a lot. I think it'll be matchup-based at times, situation-based, right? I think that you will see Antonio Johnson lined up like a nickel. I think you will see Darnell Savage lined up in the nickel. I think you'll see both of them at safety as well. I think they're both starters. Like, which one of these guys is the starter? The answer is yes, they're both starters, in my opinion. So I think you like that a lot. I've talked about Antonio Johnson. I think he gives you an added element of length and athleticism and playmaking ability, maybe more consistency than Rayshon Jenkins could bring to that position. Obviously, he's still a young player, so he's going to need to grow in the mental side of things, but from a physical standpoint, I think he can give you more consistency than Rayshon Jenkins. And then Darnell Savage being your third corner, your nickel type of player, I like it. This is a guy that has incredible athleticism, very quick feet, very fluid hips. He can change directions. He can see the field well as a coverage player. I think coverage is his best role. So when you're talking about maybe getting down in some of these running situations, Antonio Johnson might be in the slot. You might see...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Darnell Savage up top at safety, and I think if you're looking at more of these deep coverage roles in safety, that's probably going to go more towards Darnell Savage. I think that you're going to see a lot of Antonio Johnson and Darnell Savage moving around the defensive formation. Eric Armstead talked about him, a big-time veteran, says he can help Trayvon Walker continue to grow, but also give them what they need right now in order to improve this defensive front. Said he can play defensive end and base, play the run, move inside on third down, rush the passer. And it sounded like he just loves Eric Armstead being a mentor to take under Trayvon Walker under his wing. And that makes a lot of sense. Like, Armstead is bigger than Walker, but I think they can do a lot of the same things in this defense. I agree with that. And Trayvon Walker's an absolute freak show. Also said Eric Armstead's leadership is huge, you know, with him being a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate so many years, and you know, his ability to be a leader on the field with his play, leader with his experience, his ability to communicate on the field, in the locker room, meeting room, in the community, all that stuff. So I think they really love the Eric Armstead signing just as much as I do. Said he feels really good about bringing in Ronald Darby, who they had in Philly for their championship run. Said he likes Tyson Campbell being back, the addition of Darnell Savage again, who is going to be looked at as their starting nickel. Said we improved at cornerback, and we still have the draft in front of us. So yeah, I don't think that they're done with the cornerback position, even though he said he feels good about it. Says it's a really good receiver class this year, as I mentioned. It absolutely is. Like I said, you could go in that direction at 17. You could even try to trade up for Romo Dunze, Malik Nabers. You could trade back and land one. You could land one in the second, third. Again, they have 2 fourth-round picks. If they didn't pick a receiver till then, take 2 swings at the bat there. I mean, there's a lot of different options for this Jaguars football team at receiver. And I know everyone wants a true wide receiver one, and that should be a goal for them. As I've mentioned, if they can land a true wide receiver one, it can kind of stop this revolving door of constantly trying to pay different receivers big-time money. Because if you can get a young guy on a rookie deal that can develop into a wide receiver one by like 2025, that would be huge for the Jaguars. That would be huge for Trevor Lawrence. So I do think you want to try to land a receiver earlier than the fourth round. I'm just saying, if you're talking about platooning receivers like they have been for the last couple of years, you could definitely get some good guys in early day three. I feel confident in that. Said Devon Hamilton is trending in the right direction. You know, Devon was dealing with the back situation last year, missed most of the season, tried to come back, wasn't quite himself. Said that they feel like he's moving back towards the guy that he was pre-injury. Sounds like they're counting on him being a big-time factor. And if he can be the guy you saw last summer into the preseason, the Jaguars could really be cooking on that defensive line, because a healthy Devon Hamilton and Eric Armstead, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, the depth they have on the interior, Roy Robertson-Harris is a good depth player. That could be really impressive. And again, I think they need more edge depth, but they did add Travis Gibson, who's another good football player. So I like where they're trending. Again, a lot of that is hinging, though, at this point on Devon Hamilton getting back to full health. I would not be upset if they go interior defensive line at some point early in the draft. Finally, Doug acknowledged that Trevor Lawrence doesn't really have an interception problem, that he has a fumbling issue, you know, ball security in the pocket, moving outside of the pocket. I've been talking about that all offseason. Doug Peterson kind of came out and seemingly threw Trevor Lawrence under the bus with the turnover issue, but to me it really is a fumbling issue, just ball security when you're trying to make plays with the football. I don't think the interceptions are really a thing. When you go back and look at all the interceptions from the 2023 season, a lot of those are either on miscommunications, dropped passes, wide receivers not being where they're supposed to be. So again, Trevor Lawrence does have a fumbling issue that needs to be worked on, that needs to be honed in on and taught every week, right? You need to focus on that. But to sit here and say that he has an interception issue, I think is just wild. And I'm glad that Doug Peterson finally kind of acknowledged that. Said we got to get Tank going. Obviously, they drafted Tank Bigsby fairly early, you know, third round last year. Talked about how he had some of those rookie mistakes where it's just like couldn't get out of his own way early, but said he's too talented not to see the field more this year. They've got to give Travis Etienne more of a break at times, and Tank Bigsby can fill that role for them. I agree. Like, I had a second round grade on Tank Bigsby. Grade and valuation are not the same thing, right? Running backs, there's so many talented running backs in the draft every single year that can contribute in the NFL. So drafting a running back in the third round, even if they have a second round grade, might not always be the best value proposition, but I do think they can extract value from that pick in 2024 and beyond, getting Tank Bigsby the football more because he's a really talented player. No answer yet on play calling. He was asked about it. I think that we're trending towards Doug Peterson taking a lot more control of the play calling. Otherwise, why would you even put that in the air? You know, he did that, I believe it was at the combine when he spoke with the media, talked about, you know, he's thinking about maybe having more of the play calling duties back on his plate in 2024. If you're thinking about it, if you're not confident you're going to move in that direction, I don't think you even put it out there. So I do think that that's going to happen. I think Doug Peterson is going to be much more heavy-handed with the play calling. Also talked about the new potential kickoff proposal that they're going to be discussing at the league meetings here and voting on. He kind of straddled the line on whether he was a fan or not. Sounded like he wanted more information about the kickoff rule. But basically, it would make it so kick returns would kind of return to the game, be once more common and prevalent once again. You can go check out the rule proposal on the NFL operations website. Just Google NFL kickoff rule proposal. But it basically gives the return team more incentive to get returns going, with the kicking team not allowed to run until the ball is touched by the return team in the landing zone or hits the ground. So it's going to give that returner more space to work with, more time to work with, to try to get the ball downfield. And so if it's passed, I think they need a three-quarters vote, you know, three-quarters of the league owners to vote in favor of it for the rule change to pass. We'll see what plays out, but something to keep an eye on over the next few days at the league meetings. But that'll do it here. We'd love to know what you guys think about Doug Peterson's comments, what you think about the upcoming NFL draft, what you think about the 2024 season. Are the Jaguars going to be that playoff team once again? Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And again, you can check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.